brothers and sisters.
This is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Today I have a dream that I received on November 5th, 2022, that I'd like to share with you all. It was a prophetic dream. And then after I give you the interpretation, I would like to share with you a message I received while praying on November 2nd, 2022. Now, the Lord has been showing me once again the state of America, which all of us can see clearly what's going on, at least most of us can, and also the state of the church, which unfortunately many Christians are not seeing clearly. So let me tell you about this dream, this prophetic warning dream that I got. In the dream, I was driving down a beautiful country road and I had a friend who was in the passenger seat. All of a sudden, he realized that we were going the wrong way, and he told me to find a place where I could turn around. However, the further I went along the road, I could not find a safe place to turn around. So I kept on going as I was looking for a turnaround spot. I then noticed that the pavement started turning to gravel, and then the gravel seemed to turn into dirt, and we were no longer really on a road. And I still could not find a place to turn around. We then came to the end of this road, and it was a dead end. And where it ended was in a place that looked like a dump yard. It was a property that had nothing but trash debris. There were messed up trailers scattered all over the place, and it really was not a place I wanted to be in. I felt that it was a dangerous place. I felt like I needed to get out of there quickly. And I thought, well, maybe I can do a three-point turn on the grass that was in front of us. But just as I was about to do that, I saw out of the corner of my eye what looked like a scuffled-looking old man approaching the car. And when I then turned my head and looked directly at him, I saw something really weird and strange. He had a huge eagle perched on his back. It was so big that it dwarfed the man. And it almost looked like it was fake or unreal. It was just huge. Now, he kept on coming to the car, and I rolled down my window because I knew he wanted to talk to me. And when I looked up at him again, I noticed now that this huge eagle turned into this massive, huge dog that now was on the back of the man. And it startled me so much that it woke me up. Now, here is the interpretation, brothers and sisters, that I believe I got from this dream. And I will have a transcript of everything I'm bringing to you today, along with the corresponding scriptures that will be in my blog, and that link is down below in the description box. So go check it out after you hear this message. Okay, so I believe that this dream was not only a warning for America, but it was a warning for America's churches as well. Because vehicles in dreams often represent the church. Now, the reason I say it's for America is because of that great big eagle on the man's back. And that represented America. And the dog, at first I'm like, Lord, I don't understand. At first I didn't understand, but the Lord reminded me that He has shown me this before when I've had dogs in my dreams, that they can stand for evil, wicked people that come and deceive others. And this is actually what is happening today in the churches, because we are seeing that there are people who are now deceiving and infiltrating the churches with false doctrines, teachings, and worldly ways instead of teaching the truths of the Bible. Now, where does it say in the Bible about dogs being wicked people? Well, in Philippians 3:2, Paul talks about that the dogs are teaching false doctrines on how to be saved. It says this in the NLT. It says, watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. And then again, in Isaiah 56:11, also in the NLT, I like what it says there. It talks about that the shepherds, the false shepherds or the pastors, are also like dogs. It says this, like greedy dogs, they are never satisfied. They are ignorant shepherds, all following their own path and intent on personal gain. So those are just two scriptures that show that dogs can represent not only even wicked people, but also false shepherds. So that is what I believe this dream is about. It's about America and her church that have become lost, and they are going the wrong way. They are no longer on firm, straight roads or paths, but now they are on unknown territories that will lead them to destruction. It kind of reminds me of the parable that Jesus told about building a house on firm foundation and not on soft sand. And that firm foundation is the Lord Jesus. He is the rock. And this rock, Jesus, is unmovable. But America and most of her churches are no longer on that rock. Therefore, they are subject to falling into the enemy's camps, and that is what has been happening, brothers and sisters. Now, in the beginning of the dream, I was in a beautiful countryside, and at first it was beautiful, and then it got worse and worse as I was heading down to the dead end. And there seems to come a day with America, we're seeing this happen, that it's going to come to the end of the road. And it's going to be too late for her to turn around. And I don't know if it's already too late or not. I don't know. But it will no longer be a beautiful place to live in like what we've had for all these years. But it's going to look like a junkyard littered with trash, debris, and junk like I saw in my dream. Because it's going to become desolate. Because in the Bible, it warns that those nations that turn from the Lord God Almighty will become desolate. And unfortunately, we are already seeing this happen in many downtown areas of major cities in this country. We all know that America is in trouble. And I believe the Lord has shown me that partly it is the church's fault because she has not done her job in being the light and the salt. This has now opened the doors for the workers of iniquity and demonic forces to come in and to deceive as many people as possible, even those who claim to be Christians. Both inside and out inside and outside the church are being deceived right now. The only remedy is to humble ourselves and pray to the Lord God Almighty and seek for repentance to sweep America and sweep the church. It's not just America that needs repentance. The church needs to repent. It needs to clean up its act because it has become filthy. It is not walking in the purity of the Lord. So as judgments and desolations continue to fall, a lot of people are saying, oh, the judgments are going to come. They might come. No, brothers and sisters, we have been already under judgment. We are under judgment right now, and the desolations are going to continue to fall. And we need to continue to pray, because when we pray, the Lord will hear the prayer of his saints. And so this is why it's such a call. The Lord continues to call us to be praying that, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear and come and heal the land. And that was I didn't quote it exactly, but you can go read it, 2 Chronicles 7:14. anyway, this is what the Lord wants us to be doing, to continue to pray. He wants us to be able to stand up right now. He wants us to stand up for truth. He wants us to stand up for justice, purity, and he wants us to stand up also for his righteousness. All right, now let me go ahead and read this message to you now. I divided it up in short little segments. It's not that long, but they were several different topics. So let me go ahead and do that for you. Here it is. And I received this on the 2nd of November, 2022. There's nothing new under the sun. What was will be again. It is the story of evil versus redemption. It is the story of love triumphing over hate. It is the story of hope overcoming despair. I titled this part, Watch People. Oh, okay, let me tell you that the first is Watch People, then it's going to be, let's see, the second part, I'm going to call it Coming Out of Babylon, then it's about the lukewarm church, and then it is a call to the church. So that's the progression of this message of how the Lord showed me. So the first part is to the watch people. I send my watch people, both men and women, to sound the warning and alarms. They go before me to prepare the way for my coming. They sound the alarms for my warnings. They correct, rebuke, and exhort. And now the warnings have gone forth, and my plans have been declared, though most scoff and reject their words. However, they, meaning the watch people, have done their job, and I am pleased with them. Woe to the prophets that have held back and have instead buried their talents, for what they have will be taken away. And you can read about that in Matthew 25, 28. Next section. Come out of Babylon. There is still time to get your house together and get right to me. Confess your sins and turn from your wicked ways. I call out to those who will hear my voice to repent and come out of Babylon, lest you share in her sins. Her punishment will be very great, and her desolations will come. My church is caught up in her snares. They have become entangled with the world and their governments. Unknowingly, they have allowed the doors to open that lets the enemy in. And now the enemy comes to try to destroy my church. However, instead, I will use him being the enemy, for my purposes, as the wheat and the chaff get separated. Next section, lukewarm church. Woe to the lukewarm church who have sold their souls for the world. They know me not, and their hearts are far from me. They have been deceived and do not walk in the truth of my word, but walk in the lies of the enemy. The time is coming when they will be purged from my flock, separated from the ways of the Spirit. Their path has become wide and tainted with ungodly ways. I call to them to repent of their mingling with the pagan and foreign gods that mask themselves as mine. Next section, a call to the church. A call goes out to my churches. A call of repentance to return to your first love with me. If not, then the candlestick of my presence will be removed and given to those who are faithful in their heart, soul, and mind. And you can read about that in Revelation 2:2-4. Back to the message. Test all things through the eyes and filters of my word. Test the churches, for most are found wanting. If they have mingled themselves with Babylon, then separate yourselves and find my true remnant. The next section I call True Remnant. My true church, my true remnant people, now is the time to rise up and take your rightful place in my kingdom. Give me your all and let your faith spill over to those around you. Take heed, because soon the door will shut and your fate will be determined. So keep watch, for you do not know when that day will come, for it will be when you least expect. Many will be caught unaware and will bang on the door to open, and they will be turned away. And you can read about that, brothers and sisters, Matthew 25, 10 through 13, about the five unprepared virgins. I call my church back to purity. I call my church back to purity. I call my church back to faithfulness to me. Hear my voice. I call out to those who will hear. The only one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's how it ended, brothers and sisters. Okay, now I want to read to you what the Lord led me to read concerning this message. And I will end with this. But I do want to say, if you have any questions about the message or about the dream, or if you have any thoughts or comments about it, or need a further explanation, or the Lord showed you something while I was reading that to you, please go ahead and share that. Sorry for this is my computer making that noise. Please go ahead and share that in the comments down below. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read to you. And this is Galatians 5, starting at verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, I can never say that properly, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.